Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Levy is here, too. Doug is a new friend. He's the founder and CEO of Me Plus You. He's a strategic thinker and consultant. His company is also a creative agency that helps people establish their brand with through relationships, which is completely consistent with the new book that he and his co-author, Doug Garfield, have written called Can't Buy Me Like, How Authentic Customer Connections Drive Superior Results. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. Doug Levy, welcome to the show.
Doug, good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. Of course, I've seen your picture, Doug, and you don't have as much gray hair as I do, but you probably do remember the song, the Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love. I was telling, before you got here, I was telling the young people, look it up, it's on YouTube.
That's right, Jim.
So this is a play on that, Can't Buy Me Like, and the title of your book. And talk to us about that.
You bet, absolutely. When I jumped into the practice of marketing, and I was a small business owner myself, I decided to start exploring and learning as much as I could about the practice of marketing. And what I discovered is that marketing had gone through some phases, some eras, that started with the product era where marketers just put out information about their products and then moved to the consumer era where marketers Right. realized it wasn't just about their products but getting to know the people who they were selling to. But then what I realized is that we had entered a third era and mm-hmm. that the most successful marketers were playing by a very different set of rules.
The rules have changed in the last, and I market since the advent of the internet myself, Doug. But the rules have changed not only in marketing, but in selling. The complete 360 relationship with customers, from the time that they first meet you to the time that you're delivering the service, the products and the service. The rules are changing, and that's really frustrating to a lot of people, isn't it?
It's frustrating a lot of people for sure, and it's creating enormous opportunity. This is a time of dramatic change, so particularly for small business owners that are looking to get ahead, I think they have a better opportunity now than ever before. But back to the point, the rules have dramatically changed in business and marketing specifically. Marketing has been thought of as a way to persuade people to buy from you. In fact, using mm-hmm. paid advertising to persuade people to buy your product mm-hmm. has really been the heart of marketing.
It was that way for 100 years.
That's right. That's right. And it was mm-hmm. based on the idea of mass media, which has collapsed. It was based on the idea of spin, just showing people what you want them to see, but now people see everything. It was based on the marketer being in control of the brand, but now with mm-hmm. social media, everybody's in control of the brand. The underlying forces that have held up the consumer era of marketing are crumbling, and in fact making way for this new era, which we call the relationship era.
And it's all the interesting thing to me about this new era you're talking about, Doug, is that companies are wringing their hands over how to meet these new expectations, these new customer and prospect expectations. But the prospects and the customers they're just kind of gliding through the marketplace effortlessly, not even aware of this, all the turmoil that's going on out there among the people who are trying to sell them stuff. It's very interesting to see how easily customers are taking to the new capability they have, the new power they have, and they're with their new expectations, they're able to get whatever they want. And a lot of companies are still having a hard time with that. Tell my audience how they can meet these new expectations.
The first thing is that the companies that are winning in this era are realizing the different set of rules, and they're acting more human. They're acting more human.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is that the companies that show up as ones that are just trying to extract money from their customers, take from them, aren't doing well. Ones that are trying to persuade or push a message aren't doing well. But ones that know what they authentically believe, what they care about, and demonstrate that to the world are attracting like-minded people.
Around here, we call that demonstrating values.
For sure, yep. Mm-hmm. Look, we know that companies that care about something bigger than selling their product sell more of their product.
Now, this is, and see, I completely agree with you. That's the way I've conducted my business my whole life. You probably have too, Doug, but that's a little bit more of a scare. That's a little scarier practice when you've got to make payroll on Friday, right?
It takes a long view.
It takes patience. It takes discipline. How do we get over this urgency that we have to make payroll on Friday and still implement the practices that you talk about?
And what we're talking about is not caring about something other than making money. It's caring about something bigger than making money. We're not talking about moving away from caring about making money. We're talking about something bigger than that. It's mm-hmm. inclusive of making money. In fact, if you look at some entrepreneurially led companies of our generation that have been incredibly successful, they play by different rules. And in fact, they care about something deeply. I believe that Apple cares about design and user experience. And over 10 years, they've had stock that's outperformed their competitors, mm-hmm. Microsoft, Dell, and HP by 6,000%. Mm-hmm. Whole Foods cares
about
organic food.
Because they focused on the experience, not the product as much.
They focus on something they believe in and care about that's bigger than making money. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, they make money. And another way of thinking about this is that profit is the result, the consequence mm-hmm. of sustained relationships. Profit's not an end unto itself, but a consequence of sustained relationships. So as a small business owner, focusing in on what you believe, what you authentically care about, and bringing that out to the world will lead to attracting customers and picking the customers who you already have mm-hmm. and making them passionate advocates. It's not...
Doug, hold on to that thought. I'm going to need to go to a break. I need you to give us the website, please, and tell us how we can find the book.
You bet. It's www.can'tbuymelike.com.
Can'tbuymelike.com. Is that right?
You got it.
All right. So we're going to come right back with Doug Levy. The book is called Can't Buy Me Like, How Authentic Customer Connections Drive Superior Results. And I'm going to get him to talk to us some more about this sustained relationship, the sustainable, more sustainable business through the ideas that he and his co-author, Doug Garfield, propose in their book. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.